The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I love thoughtful people. You know, the folks that think about things and they bring food or they bring you like a gift. And I'm not that person. Let's talk about it on Tuesday. No. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so shout out to our girls, Kyla and Becky. They took DJ Automatic a housewarming gift because we just moved into a new house. He's working, you know, he's an NBA DJ. They bring that and they sign cards. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
It was pretty much the sweetest thing anyone's done for me in a very, very long time.
And a family. What a family. But you know what I mean? They didn't have to do that.
No.
What do you think is in a person that makes them go above and beyond and be thoughtful like that?
Being considerate.
Yeah, and I think anytime anybody does a gesture, I always like the thoughtful ones that help increase my day and contribute to like anything I have going on. I recently gave my friend a book.
And she
went head over heels for it. And it was crazy. I was like, a book? Well, you're this excited about words.
They gave me liquor.
Like, we don't even drink.
Which is kind of needed when you're like getting ready for a new home. Because there's a lot of stuff that can go awry. Oh, so
trust
it's always
me.
Good to have a bottle
we've
to lean
been,
back
we've
on.
We've been in here now for 2 weeks. And it's been an adventure.
Hours this past weekend unpacking the garage. You know what? Give me a drink. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to our girls, Kyla and Becky. And also remember, when you do give a gift, do it from the kindness of your heart like our girls did. Don't expect anything in return.
Oh.
All right. Okay. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Honesty Day. How about that?
Be honest
about your intentions, people.
Yeah.
We also have National Boba Tea Day, if you're a fan of boba tea. Anybody in here?
I heard those were really bad for you because those little boba balls get stuck in your stomach. Did some girl have to have
like
surgery?
Yeah, it's like gum. It doesn't dissolve.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Reason I don't drink
boba
it. And we also got National Mr. Potato Head Day along with Mr. Bugs Bunny Day. So they celebrate the same day.
Wow. Okay. Potato Head or Bugs Bunny?
Personally, I'm going to have to go with Potato Head. You know, I know more Potato Head from Toy Story. Touchdown! So I'm going to rock with Potato Head on this one.
I don't know that one because I was thinking the first thing I thought was Toy Story, but then Bugs Bunny's iconic.
Oh, man.
I already know Dana likes Bugs Bunny because he wears
Bugs
a dress.
Yeah, he used to wear a dress. First guy to do drag on TV.
Shout out to Bugs on that one. Or maybe he was a hairstylist too, wasn't he?
Is it Hairstylist Day?
Yeah, it's Hairstylist Appreciation Day. So it is
he
Bugs
was
Bunny
a hairstylist. That's right. I remember.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to play some audio for you right now. It's a woman. She probably just had wisdom teeth surgery. I don't know. She's in a dental chair under heavy anesthesia. How you feel if your partner says this to you?
Ew, babe. You look cute.
Thank you, babe.
But not better than your friend. Your friend who be having on them gray basketball shorts be swinging. I be like, yo, shawty with the gray shorts.
I have to understand her man is right there. That's a lot. But she's under heavy anesthesia. I remember our daughter, Ava Matic, Automatic recently. Ava Matic just had her teeth done. She was talking crazy to me.
But dude, there's always a little truth.
Yeah.
And the intoxication.
Like, exactly. I think she would be under heavy investigation after she got sobered up by me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of insight right there, dude. You feel what about my friend?
Yeah. And you're my girlfriend? Guess what? Yeah. You were my girlfriend. And you need a ride home from the dentist, too.
Somebody might get left.
So you think it couldn't get worse, but it does.
I wish I would have got with your friend before I got with you because you're the ugly friend, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, and then she goes on and she says, I'm going to spend all your money. You can't go through my phone. I mean, it's just red flag after red flag. Or is it just the anesthesia?
The second that somebody tells you that you can't go through their phone, that's a humongous red flag because that means they're up to something.
I think you could forgive maybe one thought. Like if she was like, oh, your friend's hot. That's cool. Okay, I'll forgive you for that. You're under anesthesia. Or maybe it's like, all right, I'm going to spend all your money. Okay, I'll forgive you that. Or you can't go through my phone. But you put all three together. One of those things got to be true, dude.
All three of those are red flags
that
I would never be able to forget.
Wait, but hold on. You just said going through your phone when both of you, Automatic and Anthony, have said no one should be going through your phone.
Well, that's my relationship. So it seems as if like that would be for me a precedent from the beginning. Where it's like, okay, well, nobody's going through anybody's phone. But the moment that you're like, no, you can't do this out of nowhere, then that's a little alarming for me.
Yeah. So like Dana can go through my phone right now. I don't have anything to hide.
I don't even know your password though.
Exactly.
I don't want to go through your phone.
I just think that if you don't have anything to hide, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Automatic. I remember when you were highly intoxicated on morphine, you told the doctor in front of me that you were the best dancer on the planet.
Oh.
And then you proceeded to tell him, no wonder people love doing heroin because this morphine is amazing. and I feel so good. Oh my, like it was so crazy. And I know you're not a drug addict. I know you're not going to go do anything. It's the drugs talking.
Like I said, the intoxication brings the truth out.
But you are a great dancer.
I was going to say, so yeah. I just wanted to let the world know that this boy, this white boy, again, he's got some move.
One of those things is true. The morphine or whatever he said is not true, but the dancing, yes, that is very true. Dijon Van is a great dancer.
If your partner does this, is it, are you breaking up with them or you realize, hey, look, it's just the drugs, go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. Please comment underneath and call us up, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to begin today's WTF story in Japan. There's a zoo there that was shocked when one of their hippos, after 7 years, they figured out this stud is actually a girl. Oh. So the Osaka Zoo says this Jen Chan man was supposed to be out there doing his thing, but he was not conducting himself in typical male hippo behavior, like courting females or marking his territory by defecating and whipping its tail. So they ordered a DNA test that confirmed Jen Chan is not a he, he's a she.
Oh.
So the zoo says that her documentation will change, but the name is not going to change. Kind of like Caitlyn Jenner in reverse.
Yeah, right. It's good to see that non-identifying by sexual
orientation.
Sexual orientation is carrying over to the hippo world now, and I think
this is more non-binary.
It's a non-binary situation, right?
I got a couple problems with things you said. Okay, you said they had to test their DNA. They could have just looked between her legs.
Who's getting between the legs of a hippo?
Yeah, good luck on that.
I had a cat for 18 years that we thought was a girl for at least 15 of them.
Mm.
And turns out he had no.
All right. Yo, I need you guys to imagine something. Imagine you're getting hungry and the t-shirt that you're wearing can order you food. What? Let's go to Australia where a chicken chain called Red Rooster developed the first smart shirt that will detect when you're hungry and therefore open an app and order you a chicken sandwich.
So where do I buy this?
Wait, so if your stomach is growling?
Yes.
I'm getting a chicken sandwich every hour. Not good.
The shirt only comes in XL and up though.
Rightfully so. All right, now we're going to take it to the farm where a 3-year-old girl got lost in a cornfield. Listen to her desperate mother's phone call.
And we can't find her anywhere.
So luckily, her little baby Yorkie found her in the cornfield and stayed with her all night. They found her the next day. This actually happened to me when I was 3 years old. I used to live next to a cornfield, and I went and I walked out into the middle of the cornfield. Of course, my dad was watching me.
And that's why you got lost in the first place.
Little father parental advisement. That's funny.
And I was out there, and I was looking around, of course, and there's an underground silo. One of my earliest memories is actually looking at it, and then my dog running up to me and like actually pulling me back from the silo, and then started barking and brought my dad to me, and they found me.
So for those of us who didn't grow up next to a cornfield, the silo is where they put the corn, right? It's like a big hole, pretty much?
Yeah, it's where they store the corn.
It is a big Minnesota word. Silo is a big hole in the ground, but the WTF story is how your mother ended up probably going in on your dad for losing you in the first
place. The whole family went in on it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, a few months ago, I gave you the keys on how you can become a millionaire. Your kids can become a millionaire. And I'm going to break it down for you right now. I go last. DJ Automatic, what do you have?
President Biden signed a bill last week that bans TikTok, among other things. But if you're wondering if Americans actually care about it, the research is in. 40% of Americans could care less. 23% of Americans are very concerned.
Okay.
And then there's another survey that 60% of Americans don't even know what TikTok is.
Well, I think it's, we live on social media. We spend a lot of time on social media. It's a different world for us. I think that the problem is, as always is with President Biden's administration, is the messaging. It's about the Chinese government spying on us. That's all it is. The Biden administration has the worst messaging ever of any president of all time. And also, I think it goes to speak
about how much these social media platforms just kind of come and go. And no matter how strong they are, they can always just be taken off. I mean, pretty much.
We were here for MySpace.
What else? Vine. There's a bunch of them that that came and went. And I remember. I'm definitely part of the Vine generation. I remember thinking like, "Yo, this is going nowhere. This is it. This is the start of something new." And
it died.
Just gone. So.
And just to let everybody know, Grindr used to be owned by China. China sold, and there's still people on Grindr.
I mean, in all reality, Mark Zuckerberg is the greatest social media owner of all time because his businesses are still going.
Yeah, that, true I mean, story. Yeah, that and like, well, it's not, it's separate, but YouTube as well, too. So those are just different platforms
you
altogether.
You know what? F Mark Zuckerberg. I need my Instagram account back, okay?
See? Yeah, look at that. You can't trust these platforms. You can trust the radio, though. Yep. All right, in case you missed it, Forbes surveyed dog owners across 43 states in America and found out that the number one pet peeve is searching for a dog sitter when they need one. Yeah. And dude, that is probably one of the reasons I rehome my dog.
Because you travel so much.
Yeah, because I travel a lot, dude. And then the rest of the list in regards to pet peeves is walking your dog. And then, of course, I thought this was going to be number one, picking up after your dog.
Oh,
that's the worst.
That's my least favorite thing to do. Because I actually enjoy walking my dog.
So do I, automatically.
When I have to pick up after my dog, or when I did, I was like, who's really in charge here? who's really the owner here?
When I'm walking down the street and I have a bag in my hand, yeah. That's when I'm like, you know what? The dog's winning this.
You know, when you have a bag, Anthony, he thinks he's so slick, automatically be like, hold this real quick. And then he never takes the poop bag back.
On that note, though, if you don't pick up after your dog, I don't like you. All right? You probably don't return your shopping carts.
That's the same thing.
Yep.
You're the same person.
You're no good. All right. In case you missed it, according to your rich BFF, you can become a millionaire by investing into a Roth IRA. We got this call from one of our listeners. Take a listen.
I remember you guys saying something about saving $6 a day for your kids. I wanted to ask Dana if that's $6 a business day or $6 7 days a week about that whole IRA Roth account.
Sir, it's $6 a day, 5 days a week. You don't even have to do it 7 days a week. That's $120 a month. And if you're thinking, I can't spare that, I dare you to go through your bank account line by line. Tell me what you're spending on eating out. Tell me what you're spending at the Big Bucks coffee spot. I promise you it's more than $6 a day. Now I'm going to break something down for you. Let's say you just put $5,000 into a Roth IRA today.
Only? That $5,000 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But I know a lot of people get that income tax and they go party, they go ball, they go to the club. Take that $5,000 and don't touch it. 20 years, it's worth $250,000.
I think that's easy to say from your standpoint, but I know that there's people out there that are putting their groceries on credit cards right now.
Okay, You're right, but settle down. I just said to go through the line. Go through your bank account line. Also, you go to the dollar store and you're spending money on the kids for nothing.
What Dana's saying, though, like if you're like me and you're a little bit overweight and you want to save money, how about you stop eating out and then you save money and you lose weight and you put in a Roth IRA. Smart. And you can step on the scale and weigh less LBSs, right?
But you'll have more dollar signs.
There you go.
How about that? There's always an excuse. I used to be that person. My rich aunt Sylvia, we all got that mean Thea. She did teach me something though. She told me a long time ago, start a Roth IRA. And I didn't listen to her. I didn't understand what it was. We got to start talking to each other about building generational wealth and stop spending money on BS.
Warren Buffett says compound interest will beat the stock market every single time.
And he actually placed a bet against a Wall Street dude and won.
Well, Glorilla says, F a credit score, I could be famous tomorrow. So... She's my financial advisor.
Hit me now at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. I will send you the best company to invest those dollars in so you get that Roth IRA going for your kids so they can be millionaires. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Beyonce coming off her big country music win. Now she's taking the film industry by storm. Remember this? And Blue Ivy is involved. This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Kristen Dunst celebrating her birthday. Hey, Lil TJ and Travis Scott celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so let's talk about Quavo real quick. His beef with Chris Brown has escalated. I just saw a video of Quavo performing for about 300-400 people. Problem is, it's a venue for like 5,800 people.
Mm.
And the rumor is Chris Brown bought all the tickets so that he would be in an empty space. But those fans looked like they had fun and he got the money.
Yeah. That's the thing is, no matter what, he performed in front of, you know, 300 or 400 people. But, you know, Chris Brown had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to make him look bad, which in turn made him look stupid.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? Also, too, what if he just didn't sell any tickets and this is like a PR move? So I'm going to use that next time I don't sell any tickets at my comedy show.
Whoever I'm beeping.
My arch nemesis. Damn you, Kevin Hart.
Damn.
I can't believe you did this
wow.
to me.
Yeah. Damn. Shoot for the stars, Anthony.
Might as well. Hey, if Quavo could beef with Chris Brown, I could beef with Kevin Hart, kind of.
Okay.
Only thing is, he has no idea he's in the beef.
He doesn't.
All right. Moving on, talk about something very positive. Beyonce has been cast in the new Lion King prequel, Mufasa.
A lion who would change our lives forever. Mufasa.
Blue Ivy Carter, of course, daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, is going to play Kiara. Kiara is the child of Nala, played by Beyonce, and Simba. And in the movie, Nala and Simba are explaining to Kiara about Grandpa Mufasa.
Oh.
And I just think about the movie Lion King. I can't watch it to this day, the cartoon, without crying.
I love a good origin story.
And, I know, because I don't know about Mufasa. We don't know where he came from.
I'm just sad that Jay-Z and their son, which I don't know their name is, are being left out of the whole family project here. Why does Beyonce...
Rumi and Sir.
Okay, well, why don't they get the look on the Lion King? Why is it only Blue Ivy Carter?
They haven't done enough yet. Blue Ivy has the resume of like a 20-year veteran.
She got a Grammy.
Yeah.
She has an Oscar?
Yeah.
Beyonce doesn't even have an Oscar.
Well, maybe she will after this. Check the trailer, Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't know why DJ Automatic's so excited. He said there's this new spin coming on peanut butter. All right, let's talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, so more and more people spending time on Zillow and other real estate apps. Why? Scrolling through, dreaming of their forever home. And the thing is that it seems like the American dream is further and further out of reach. HGTV is taking advantage of your dreams. They turned the Zillow scrolling into a TV show. It's called Zillow Gone Wild.
Oh.
And they're looking at the craziest homes. But I got to say something real quick. You need to buy a house right now.
Thanks.
Don't wait. Get in however you can. Well, obviously, Automatic, you got to save. But if you think, well, I don't know if I like this neighborhood. I don't know. Real estate right now, it's not going down. We're not going to see the 2008 bubble. That's not what happened in this with the pandemic. Get into a home if you can.
How boring are we as a generation to where now we have Zillow Gone Wild, but some of our grandparents had Girls Gone Wild.
For real?
Gone Wild. The sad thing is that I'm going to have to watch Zillow Gone Wild because Dana's going to be like stuck on it.
I'm ready, for real. I'm ready. Food news.
I hope they have houses with like bright pink stars across them.
Okay, Ooh. They do. Actually, the house that I'm looking at has bright pink stars on it.
That's so funny.
Bring back Girls Gone Wild, yeah, please.
Yeah. No. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Jif has a new combination of peanut butter and chocolate. Yes, it's perfect for your dipping your apples, doing anything you want to do with it, just eating it off the spoon. I'm
what
so excited.
What is it called?
It's chocolate and peanut butter Jif. They don't have like a special name for it.
You didn't tell me that at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's all it's called is peanut butter and chocolate Jif.
I like it. The two together, peanut butter and chocolate is good. And then it dips well with anything, bro.
With
I'm here
apples?
For it.
Disgusting.
Oh, that sounds so good. So they're already selling 12 packs of jars. And then you can buy like even the little 8 packs of to-go cups. Dana, we're going to have this in our house. You don't like peanut butter. I know that. But Ava and I, I can't wait.
I wonder if they're, you know, finally coming at Nutella. You know, this sounds like a Nutella play right here too.
Nutella has like 5 cups of sugar in every spoon.
Well, this is at least 10.
This is concerning. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Potato Head Day.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head on Toy Story are my favorites. They're so cute. I love that movie so much.
Mr. Potato has been around since 1952.
Damn. Oh,
we also have National Honesty Day, Boba Tea Day, which I'm not really a fan of.
It's like those gummy balls. They don't ever dissolve in your belly. Somebody got sick. I remember some little girl had to have surgery to have them removed.
And shout out to all the people who give us those confident builders and make sure we are groomed up. It's National Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Shout out to Alicia.
Yep, that's my girl right there.
Shout out to my barber, Dave. And we'll wrap it up on the one, the only. He debuted in 1940. It is National Bugs Bunny Day, everybody.
Okay, Bugs Bunny greater than all cartoons.
Iconic.
This man here, he dressed in drag. He had Elmer Fudd running around looking like a crazy person. And he's just funny.
What's up, Doc?
From this recent, you could say, well, not recent, but at least he was in Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
He's
and he's also given us the term, that's all, folks. That might be one of the most iconic.
No, that was the pig.
No. That's my bad. You're right. I apologize. That's actually.
You're just thinking Looney Tunes.
Yes, I'm thinking Looney Tunes in general. So,
all
yes.
Right. So I want every parent out there to have your children Google Bugs Bunny and watch it on YouTube today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, I actually talked about investing $6 5 days a week in a Roth IRA. You'd be a millionaire. And I was like, be responsible with your money. But you know what, Automatic Anthony A, and Otto, you my husband, you know, there's one thing I'm never giving up spending money on, and that's good sheets. Oh. It's not happening. It's not happening. Once you go 300 thread count and above.
Oh. I didn't even know what that meant until I got into your bed and I felt the silkiness on my feet.
Automatic literally got into bed with me. We moved in together. Everything. He's like, what is this? This feels so good. And I was like, this is called Egyptian cotton, baby. And then, you know,
Dana, are you where are you at with your pillows? How many pillows are you?
There's six pillows on our bed.
Oh my god!
See, automatic. So, you've been accustomed to the finer things in life now, and true, so you don't remember the single life.
When I
live
by myself, I just had that one pillow that you fold up, and and then you have a comforter, and you don't really have like a sheet or anything like that. Yeah. And you don't wash those sheets for like 2 weeks at a time.
That's so disgusting.
Okay, wash my sheets, but I do only have four pillows. Don't even remember what.
You have four pillows?
Yeah,
that's an excessive amount of pillows.
For a man, yes. I don't, but here's the
thing.
That's
all the girls that left him there at your house. Well,
yeah, on that note, I don't remember when I bought them. I don't know how
it happened.
Oh my
gosh, Anthony, that's so
I think after my grandma's passing, I think I just took those pillows over, and that was almost like a decade ago. So I've been rocking with the same pillows for
a
minute,
there's
bro.
There's stuff living in those pillows.
Yeah, there's some bed bugs in those pillows.
I think her spirit might be in the pillows. the way Dana is about her sheets is the way I am about air conditioning.
But you're not
all
giving
right?
it up.
I'm not giving up air conditioning.
Everybody has air
conditioning. When I go back home to my mom's house, I even give her money. I like, here's $50. Keep this thing on the whole time I'm here.
Oh, you're an excessive sweater.
There it is. See? So for me, AC is pinnacle. And also, you know what? I grew up and I drove a lot of cars without air conditioning. And for me, I just never want to go back to air conditioned life.
But AC is a lot of money. 78 degrees is where we keep it.
Oh
on
my God,
summer.
Dude. Yeah. You guys keep it like iguana tanks, bro.
No, it's you know what? Automatic got used to the good sheets and the hot in the house.
But I used to be on the struggle bus too. Cause so my parents never had AC.
That's why they call it the struggle bus, because it has no air conditioning.
And I never had a car that had AC till I was like 23 years old. I was already on the radio.
My grandma's car, the Monte Carlo, didn't have any AC either. I blocked it. I just remembered. 877-730-DCS1. Let's be responsible with our money. But what's that one thing you're never giving up? Call us.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.